Hello and welcome to The Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. Today, our preaching is by Sister Connie Shane of the Dominican Sisters of Peace. Sister Connie is the program director of the Religious Formation Conference and lives in Chicago, Illinois, in the United States. Her preaching is entitled, In a Little While.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, A little while, and you will no longer see me. And again a little while later, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, What does this mean that he is saying to us, A little while, and you will not see me? And again, a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father. So they said, What is this little while of which he speaks? We do not know what he means. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, Are you discussing with one another what I said? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. The Gospel of the Lord. At first blush, Jesus sounds as though he is speaking in riddles. A little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while later you will see me. No wonder the disciples are confounded. What is this little while of which Jesus speaks? We do not know what he means. The phrase, a little while, appears 7 times in this short passage from chapter 16 of John's Gospel. The number 7, in the biblical sense, connotes completeness and the attainment of spiritual perfection. Given this insight, what is the significance then of this simple phrase, a little while, as Jesus speaks to his disciples about an experience they will soon live into? Jesus' response to the disciples' question, What is this little while? At first seems not to be a response at all. He says to them, You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. I can imagine the disciples had hoped for a simple, straightforward answer. A little while, a week, 2 weeks, a month. Clearly, Jesus is not speaking in the realm of chronos time. Minutes, hours, days, months, years. The elements of time that measure life on a clock or a calendar, marking the rising and the setting of the sun. No, Jesus lives and measures everything in the realm of spirit. God's time, the right time. As Jesus experiencing everything, it is in the pace of the Spirit. A little while is Kairos time. It is a space in which the disciples awaken to see and understand life in the realm of the Holy Spirit. That space-time, the inner transformation that brings worldly appearances into the light, and we begin to understand and see reality very differently. One begins to see as Jesus sees. A little while is God's time in which the divine spirit works in the human spirit, and we come to know that Jesus Christ, eternally and always present, abides in the human heart. We can never be separate or apart from Jesus. The Spirit, in these Kairos moments, reminds us again and again of God's unfailing love. We hear in the Spirit, I, the loving God, never leave you. And alas, we hear in a little while, and our grief gives way to joy. ¶¶